everybody. This is episode 53 of the Fast Break Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about March Madness. It's the ultimate March Madness podcast. We got on today Alex and Joey. How's it going, guys?
I'm doing terrific, Dylan. Happy to be here. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Shut up, Joey.
I learned how to drive today.
Yeah.
Joey, nobody cares about your personal life.
This isn't a life of the past.
I'm sorry. That's very unprofessional.
Man. Yeah. All right. We're going to start off with all of our brackets. We're going to do some deep analysis. This is going to be a long episode. So let's start off. We want to do the West first, I'm guessing?
Sure, let's do the West first.
Okay, so we'll start 1 versus 16. Georgia State versus Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
All right, that's official.
We don't need to talk about that one.
All right, now, 8 versus 9. This is a toss-up.
I think this is an interesting one.
Boise State versus Memphis. Who wants to go first? You can do a little analysis on this one.
I have Memphis. I think that Memphis was, at the start of the season, they were like a young, exciting team. And then Amani Bates goes down. And now they're kind of led by their more veteran players. And Boise State's a team who is pretty experienced. They're another older team. But I think Memphis is just a little bit better in that they'll edge out Boise State.
Personally,
for the right to get blown out by the Bulldogs.
Okay, so for me, I have to say that I think Memphis will win also. I circled this game, though, because I think... Oh, it's the next game, actually. I think that Memphis will win because they've played against better competition. You know, they've competed. They've even beaten Houston, who's a higher seed in this tournament, while Boise State, I don't know much about their resume other than they're not as highly touted as Memphis, and I think that's just going to come down to, on this first game, skill alone. I don't know their defensive or offensive sets of Boise State, so this is one team I don't know too well, but I have seen Memphis play. And I don't like Amani Bates, but he's not on the team anymore. I think he's going to transfer if he continues to go down the path he is. But Jalen Duran is a good big, and he's going to challenge the Zags in the second round, in my opinion. Joey, do you have anything else to add, or do you want to go on to the next one?
Or do you have Boise State?
I think Boise State's going to win because I don't like agreeing with people. And also, their state, their courts are blue and orange.
Okay, that's very intimidating.
All
right. Now it's going to be UConn versus New Mexico State. Does anybody here have an upset?
I think UConn is not going to really be close.
UConn. Yeah. Big East, good school.
You love the Big East. Mm-hmm.
Arkansas.
Georgetown.
All right, now this is going to be one we're going to debate about a little more. Arkansas versus Vermont. Joey, we'll let you start off.
I like Arkansas a lot. I saw them beat Auburn earlier in the year. They're a good defensive
team. Well, they beat last year in the first round.
Cool.
No. That was the refs. But we don't talk about that. But anyways,
we'll get to them later.
Yeah,
they're a good program led by Eric Musselman, and I think that Vermont just really doesn't have enough talent to be able to beat them in the first round.
I don't think that Vermont has seen anyone as quite as good as JD Note all year. I don't think they're going to be able to stop him, and I think that Arkansas should win this. I know this is something one that people like to pick as an upset, but I think Arkansas should win this pretty handily.
So I think we got to introduce to the listeners something about me and Alex, at least. I don't know if Joey's done this, but we have used advanced analytics. I have used 5 different types of sets through editing my picks, trying to pick the perfect bracket, and I have made the Del Dong analytics analytical pick. Yeah, Del Dong. It's a great name. Sean liked it.
Sean made it. Sean invented that. Sean's been mentioned on this podcast quite a few times.
Yeah, we gotta get Sean on. He'll be like, I don't know. He won't be able to
see. He'll be Sean.
Yeah. So I've done this with almost every set, and I know Arkansas is 6-0 in the first round as their current seed. And I know Vermont is 1-6 in the past years, but they're going dancing this year, and they're gonna dance their way around Arkansas at least to the round of 32. Because they are the analytically better team. They're a team like Colgate last year, which is why I'm a little scared. But I have to just take the risk because in bracket pools like we have, especially for the Fast Break Podcast, you got to differ from the path. You have to take the road less taken.
I have another reason that I'm not picking Vermont.
Shit.
I already have 2 13 seeds moving on in the first round. And if I picked a third, I wouldn't feel very good about that.
No, so, I think that it's like, it doesn't even, I know seed matters, obviously, but like, I don't think that seed should be the final factor. Like, that shouldn't be your telltale.
I think picking 3 13 seeds would be very risky. I also think that the analytics don't, like, I do love analytics, but I don't think the analytics.
Can you really make the Nields number?
I made Apex analytics, and they're flawless, but I don't think that analytics can account for star power, and I don't think that Vermont can handle JD Note. He's a little too good for them.
All right, Joey, you got anything to say?
No.
I'm distracted by a man.
Joey picked for Arkansas or Vermont?
Arkansas. I think, actually, we'll get to that.
Oh, you already said yours. Peace. All right. So we're just going to do Alabama versus either Rutgers or Notre Dame.
It's going
to
be Rutgers.
Let's just start off. Yeah, Rutgers. I think it's Rutgers. You think it's ND?
They play good team basketball. And also,
ND does? You don't think Rutgers plays team basketball?
No, they're not.
They play Ron Harper Jr. basketball. And what's the other guy's
Michigan
name?
Beat them, and Michigan barely made the tournament.
Yeah, Michigan got bailed by, I don't know.
Rutgers barely made the tournament. They're a first four team.
Yeah, but they don't deserve to be in the tournament. They deserve
Rutgers?
You think Rutgers?
Colgate deserves to be over there.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. We're not even Colgate's in the right region to talk about Colgate yet.
Yeah, you can talk. We can do the Colgate Cole at the end.
Okay.
That's the deal. All right, we're doing a 2-3 on Rutgers, and I get it. You like him. But me and Steven did a podcast about, you know, all the conference tournaments, and one thing we didn't like ND. They don't, like, from what Steven said, at least, I haven't watched too much of them. I've watched a little bit. They're not very impressive. Like, they're, ain't it because they're in a power conference and they did okay, and they're, you know, their record's not horrible, but at the end of the day, I don't really like them too much. They have 10 losses, and I don't think they weren't a top three team in the ACC, where it was like a major drop off. So they're not even a top team in their own conference, and I like Rutgers because they're that gritty team. But
Notre Dame plays good team basketball, and it's full of a bunch of gym rats and scrappy players.
Sounds they're all white, aren't they?
Sounds a lot.
How'd you guys?
High motor guys. The kind of guy you'd want to date your daughter.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but I think Alex that on not only page. Will Rutgers beat Notre Dame, but I think they'll also beat Alabama.
Oh.
Does no one else have that happening?
So that's what I felt at the start. Like, I was like, okay, this is definitely going to be like an upset Rutgers. But every time I look at it, every time, through analytics and through my heart, I love Alabama. I love them for the first round, at least. I think they're going to be a flying team where they're just going to get down the court. They're going to make a lot of mistakes, but I think it's going to come down to they're athletic and they can guard one guy in Ron Harper Jr. Because the Big Ten has athletes, but I don't think they have athletes like the SEC. And I think that they'll be able to, you know, pull out. It's going to be super close. I'm not denying that, but I think it's definitely going to be Alabama.
I think I've talked about this before on this podcast, but Rutgers also has this thing where they play to the level of the team that they're playing against, like good or bad. So they could play down to the level of like a New Mexico State team, but they could also play up to the level of a team like Alabama. So I think that, and Alabama also, they're not getting hot at the right time either. They're kind of faltering a little bit heading into March Madness,
but also,
which is what you're going to want to do.
JD Davidson is really good at dunking.
Yeah.
And when you dunk, it means more in the tournament than in the regular season.
Exactly. And they have Javon Quinterly, who is
Jelly Fam. Quinterly on this.
Jelly Fam.
He can also dunk too.
Yeah. Jam Fam.
Yeah, Jam Fam.
Jam and
Fam.
Jelly. All right.
Double Fam.
Let's just speed run through these next two. Actually, wait, no, we can't. We have Texas Tech versus Montana State. I'm saying Texas Tech.
Texas Tech also, but Montana State is a...
I know, some of my brackets have Montana State.
Yeah, when you
Texas.
Do it based on analytics,
no,
Montana State
no, not
looks
only
like
that,
team.
Also on heart.
Also, I don't really like Texas Tech in general.
I do like Texas Tech. All right. I think they're a team that, on paper, doesn't look that good, but I think they're experienced and they play really good defense, some of the best in the country, so I think they're good.
They get that.
All right, Duke versus... CS.
We're skipping.
Yeah,
down,
that's
and
Duke.
Come back up.
And then we're going to do
Duke, right?
Yeah, it's Duke.
No one
right?
thinks
yeah.
Cal State.
Because the most controversial one, in
and
my opinion.
Davidson, right?
MSU versus Davidson.
I think I'm a Michigan State fan. I want everyone to know that before I say my pick. But I think that Michigan State should be able to beat Davidson. I don't think this will be too difficult of a game for them.
It's the Foster Lawyer revenge game.
Yeah, I hope not. But
you should be scared.
If Davidson wins, I would like for Foster Lawyer to have a big game.
Yeah,
if Davidson
he's
wins.
He's going to. And Davidson's going to win.
I hope he gets shut down for 0 points, but that's probably not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
All right, I'm just going to, you know, write a story, because this is one of the games that I think is really close. I picked MSU. I envision it. So, whatever his name is, the guy that's on his revenge tour.
Foster Lawyer.
Yeah, Foster Lawyer. He's
Former
going
captain.
Into the stadium. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy.
Oh my gosh!
But this is before he starts rapping, so he sucks. He's gonna. The words
what?
Won't come out. The shot won't go in the basket. I think that MSU is such a great defensive team, and in the A-10, they are incredible offensively. But I don't think they're as skilled defensively. So the amount of pressure, and I think that MSU wins in size too, and they're just a gritty team where teams like Richmond and Davidson one off, you know, out talenting and going on these scoring runs, but MSU is not going to allow that to happen. They'd rather foul you, and they do have Max Christie, and while he's not, you know, he hasn't been having the best year, honestly, compared to what we thought.
He was pretty sick against Maryland in the Big Ten tournament earlier. He's good.
He's a good player. I think he could have a great year, and I think the bigs on MSU are going to be very
Marcus
vital.
Bingham?
Yeah, Marcus Bingham.
All-time Michigan State blocks leader.
All right, now we're going to do MSU versus Duke, since that was the consensus, right?
No. Okay. Davidson versus Duke.
All right, MSU versus Duke.
No, the consensus was Michigan.
You're the rookie. You haven't been on a podcast in over a year. We're going to give it to us.
Is that true?
Yeah, he isn't.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You want me to leave?
He's been slacking. All right. MSU versus Duke. Joey, I'll let you go first.
I feel unappreciated right now.
MSU versus Duke.
Shut up and talk about basketball.
Yeah. MSU versus Duke. Who's winning and why?
I want to say Duke's going to win, but I don't think that they're going to win. I think they're going to lose. And
I thought that too.
Whoa.
Partially.
As the Michigan State fan, I even picked Duke to win. Obviously, Duke, and no one wants to pick Duke right now because they lost to Virginia Tech, they lost to North Carolina, but it's still, like, they're a much better team than Michigan State. As someone who's watched Michigan State...
Is Virginia Tech not a much lesser team than
Duke?
No,
not right now.
I mean, yeah, because they just beat them.
They shoot, like, 40% from three.
I think
that
I don't think that Michigan State can outplay Duke. I think that Duke's just too talented of a team for Michigan State. Maybe some Michigan State team, like the Zion Duke team, Michigan State was able to beat them in March Madness. But that was a much more talented Michigan State team than we're looking at right now. This is not a super talented team, I don't think. This is one of the worst Michigan State teams that I've seen in a little bit of time.
What about last year?
I just don't think. What's wrong with the monster?
Didn't they make that first round?
No, yeah, they lost to UCLA in the first four.
Yeah, but I didn't think that was too bad of a team. I just don't think that this team has much of a chance to beat Duke. I just don't see it happening.
So the thing is, this is one of my five games circled in the bracket, and it's because I've gone back and forth. The Del Dong analytics say it's Duke, and it's Duke by a lot. But the Del Dong intelligence of watching basketball for a year says it's MSU, and here's why. We talked about a team in Rutgers who plays to their competition, and that is something that Duke does way too many times. There were countless times in the ACC tournament. Every game, it was really close, they were down by a little, and then they would get up at the end. Against a team like MSU, you can't be that streaky. Now, MSU is going to be streaky. They're going to make turnovers. They've done it consistently. It's why they lost to Purdue.
They're a turnover-prone team.
Mm-hmm. But MSU can also guard, and they're going to throw everything they can at the stars at Duke, and I think it's going to be a brawl. Saying that still, I do think that Duke will win just because it's a safe pick, but I hate Duke in NCAA tournaments because it seems like every year, everybody thinks they're going to go deep, and they're going to lose in the round of 32 or Sweet 16. The only reason I'm picking them this year is because it's Coach Chase last year, and I think that maybe the players will feel more inspired.
Oh, I don't think they care. After watching that North Carolina game, I don't think they care about it being Coach K's last year.
Mm-hmm.
They don't seem inspired.
All right, Alabama versus Texas Tech. Joey, you seem very interested. Who do you think's going to win?
I don't think it matters because they're both going to... The winner of that game is going to lose, but I don't really like either of these teams, but probably Alabama.
Why?
Because I like J.D. Davidson.
All right, what do you think? Alabama versus Texas Tech.
Well, in my bracket, I have Rutgers, but even if it was to be Alabama, I'd still pick Texas Tech. I think Texas Tech is the best defensive team in the country. I've said it before. And I think that it's going to be pretty hard to score. You said Colgate's the best defensive team in the country?
Yeah. Dude, they have a defensive...
What's their defensive efficiency?
104.
That's not ideal.
Have you seen...
That's not points allowed per game. That's good. You want a high number for defense.
No, it's points per 100 possessions.
Have you seen Tucker Richardson play defense? He averages 1.2 steals a game. That's the most on the team.
All right, I'm going to say Texas Tech, and here's why. Alex brought up a great point when we were off the podcast, and that was that Texas Tech is an older team, and usually these teams do better. Also, Texas Tech has made deep tournament runs. They have a coach that runs a pro style, and they do have a good defense. Now, I don't know if it's the best defense in the league, but it is one of the top ones. KenPom also ranks them pretty highly, I'm pretty sure. So I have to say that I think it's Texas Tech. I think it's going to be not even close. This is a game that I think is going to be a blowout because Alabama is a team that scores most of their points off fast break, and they SEC turns over the ball so much, it's infuriating. There's only one SEC team I like this year. Alabama's going to turn over the ball too much early. Texas Tech is going to capitalize because they're smart, they're older, they're faster. I don't know if they're taller, but they're not faster also. But they are the more mature team, and I think that's what's going to come out on top. Alex, I'll let you start this next one. Do you think it's going to be UConn or Vermont?
Again, I have Arkansas in this matchup, but I don't think it matters. I think UConn.
Sorry, we went with
Arkansas. I think UConn will blow out whoever they're playing in this round. UConn, I think, is a pretty underrated team. I think they could even beat Gonzaga in the Sweet 16. I'm not saying they will, but I think it's possible. Yeah, I think UConn will probably be heading into the Sweet 16. They won't really have a close game in the first two rounds. I think they'll be a pretty safe bet to win those first two games.
All right, Joey, who do you think is going to win, UConn or did you have Arkansas?
Yeah, I liked Arkansas a lot.
Yeah, then we're going to go with Arkansas. That was my thought.
I like Arkansas a lot. I think they're a good team. I think they're solid. They always play good defense. Eric Musselman's a good coach. They have experience from last year. And I think that they have a good shot at
Gonzaga.
They put
some good teams last year, right?
Yeah, they did. They also got a little help from the refs last year.
Eric
Musselman is very liked among refs. So hopefully that'll play out to their advantage in the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm. Personally, I also have UConn. He is UConn, not you. You're the only one that doesn't. Here's why. UConn's a good Big East school. Didn't they make the championship for the Big East and only lost because of a couple of Gillespie threes?
Gillespie,
they won off a couple threes. It was a close game, and Villanova was a good team.
We'll get to that.
But they're in a good conference. I would consider them the hottest team. Like, I know they're not the hottest because they didn't win the tournament, but they showed a lot of growth in the tournament. And I think that it's going to – they're one of the winners, while Providence is a loser in my eyes. So I think that UConn's going to win that game. Now the Zags versus Memphis. I'm going to start off. This is one of my circle games. That's because the Del Dong analytics say – it's Gonzaga, not even close.
Oh, okay.
It's Gonzaga all the way to the chip. God damn it, Joey, get off your medicine ball like that. He can do it because he's not falling over. I've been researching a lot. And I said earlier that sometimes you have to, you know, differ from the path. You have to take the road less taken. And this is one of the case scenarios where you have to. I think Memphis wins because they can size up decently well with the Zags. Jalen Duran can defend. He doesn't even have to score. They have other guys that can score. And I can really see them. If they get one win under their belt, they can get a little streaky like they usually do. They go on streaks of games where they show greatness or they show or they're horrible. I think that the stash won't be able to handle the defensive pressure and the size because Memphis is a talent team. But I'll let you guys speak next on this. Who do you have?
I disagree with not having Gonzaga even go to the Sweet 16. I know that they're traditionally a March Madness choking team. I'm not saying in the second round, but like they never win. It's very common to see them come into the tournament as a one seed and not finish the job at the national championship.
That's also rare for any one seed.
They're the most common seed to win the tournament, right?
No.
But I feel like what seed wins the tournament the most?
It's a 14 seed.
This isn't true.
It's like the 2 or 3. All right.
Whatever. But I feel like they always are a little bit overrated because of the conference that they play in. But I don't feel like they're this overrated that they're going to get bounced by
I'm not saying they're overrated. I'm saying that Memphis has momentum. The Zags, you know, they played decent competition in St. Mary's, so they're not overrated. But I think that Memphis can – the biggest thing that Gonzaga has is they have this running style where they can run fast and they're super tall. I've watched many things about them, and that's, like, their two biggest factors. They are taller than everybody else. That's something they have over everybody in the conference. They have multiple seven-footers. Memphis has that, too. And if there's any team that's going to give them trouble in the tournament, then it's going to be Memphis. All right.
What is it?
Nothing. All right, you go on. You think that's the Zags?
Yeah, I don't see the Zags losing for a little while in this tournament. Mm-hmm. I think they're not quite as good as they were last year, obviously. They came into March Madness undefeated last year, didn't they?
Yeah,
I don't think they're quite as good as that team that we saw last year, but I think they're still good enough that they should be able to get past the Memphis team. Well, I wouldn't even consider a lock in their first round game. I think that Memphis could definitely lose in the first round. So I would take Gonzaga in this one.
All right, Joey?
Yeah, me is too.
Okay.
Me too. Thank you for that insightful analysis.
Me is too. All right.
Me is too with Gonzaga because of Chet Holmgren.
All right. And then we'll do the Zags versus UConn. What do we have?
I have Gonzaga again.
I have Gonzaga, if that's what it comes
down to. I have Arkansas.
Yep.
What? They're not in this game.
That's not this game.
What? I have Arkansas.
No, but Arkansas's not playing.
Arkansas info.
It's March Madness.
The UConn team got COVID, so Arkansas had to replace
them. No, they don't have... No, what?
They got COVID.
Oh, in our hypothetical bracket, UConn wins, gets COVID, and so Arkansas replaces them.
Yeah, I
feel it. I get it.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Alex is on my way.
I get it. Okay, so then...
Joey, you're never coming on the podcast.
I don't think it matters. I think Gonzaga will still beat the UConn team or the COVID replacement Arkansas Razorbacks. I don't think it really matters that much.
They got hurt, and they beat Colgate last year.
Colgate's not good. I've hopped off the bandwagon for those listeners that don't know. I've hopped off the Colgate bandwagon.
Right. Now we have Texas Tech versus Duke. Who do we have?
I have Texas Tech.
I have Texas Tech.
I think their experience will win out against a young
experience.
Team.
Joseph.
I have Duke.
Me is too.
No, dude, Joey's picking Coach to be different.
Coach K has 20 years of experience. That's more than any person on Texas Tech. So,
yeah, because they're in college.
Experience over talent. So experience wins games.
Experience over talent would mean picking Texas Tech.
No, because Coach K has like 30 years of experience.
I was mostly talking about the players when I said that.
Yeah, but what about those inbounds plays?
All right, Brad, Steven.
I was just going to say that.
All right, we have Gonzaga versus Texas Tech because that was the favorite among us.
Among Arkansas, us. COVID replacement.
All right, Gonzaga versus Texas Tech. I will let Alex go first.
I have Texas Tech again. Texas Tech going to the Final Four for me. Again, okay. I think that their defense is just... I don't think anyone's going to be able to score on them very easily. And their offense, it's not like it's bad. Like, their offense is pretty good.
Who's their tallest player?
Tallest player? They're a pretty tall team.
Okay.
All right. Like, across the board on average.
So, my bracket does not around, have...
I think everyone in their starting lineup is 6'5 or taller. They're a pretty tall team.
Uh-huh. My bracket doesn't even have Gonzaga here. So, thinking about this, it'd be Texas Tech versus Gonzaga. Gonzaga is the better team for a reason.
Agreed.
In this situation, I have to take the Zags. Joey, who do you have?
I refuse to make a pick.
Joey is boycotting this round.
He's 22 minutes into his first podcast of the year, and he's already done.
I boycott this pick.
Would you like to pick Arkansas?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
Joey picks COVID in Arkansas.
All right, now we got to figure out who's going to play the podcast bracket. So it's between Gonzaga and Texas Tech. You want to do rock, paper, scissors?
No,
no,
I'll decide.
Joey can vote.
Texas Tech.
Is that because Alex took an idea?
No, it's because of analytics.
Analytics.
It's because of Joey's special analytics.
But if Arkansas beat Gonzaga, then Gonzaga's a better team than Texas Tech.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
The best team doesn't always win in March because it's March Madness. So I'm going Texas Tech.
Expect the unexpected.
Texas Tech is in our Final Four. To the East Subdivision. We're
going
to go here because we're taking a lot of time. Baylor, Norfolk State. Baylor. All right. UNC versus Marquette. UNC.
Love it.
Marquette.
Okay, we're skipping.
Joey.
All right. UNC. St. Mary's versus Wyoming or Indiana. It's going to be
Indiana. I think if Indiana will win convincingly, I'll flip my pick. If Indiana gets a convincing win over Wyoming, 15 to 20 points.
It's
but
St.
right
Mary's.
Now, I have St. Mary's.
St. Mary's.
Indiana, because
I could be
Michigan lost to Indiana. So
okay,
must
so,
be
yeah.
If Indiana can win convincingly, I would be willing to flip my pick.
The thing is, I'm actually going to flip it because Indiana has Liverkeen Trace and Liverkeen Miller.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, it's going to be Indiana. Indiana wins by 2. Indiana?
By 6.
Indiana?
20.
No,
I'm kidding. Right now I have St. Mary's, but like I said, if Indiana wins convincingly against Wyoming, I would flip my pick.
All right. UCLA versus Akron. 3,
UCLA.
2, 1,
6.
UCLA. All right. Joey's kicked out the podcast.
No, it's not.
Texas versus Virginia Tech.
If you're not picking Virginia Tech right now, you're
They're hot. They are, you know, they're on the roll, and they just beat an incredible.
They have a redhead named Storm Matthews. How can you not pick them?
And I love one of their guards. I forget what
he's called. The white redheaded one?
No, he looked really happy though. He's like has my haircut.
Yeah, that, I think that might be what I'm talking about.
No, I'm not redhead. Purdue versus Yale.
Purdue.
All right, Murray.
Please don't disappoint me right now.
Murray State versus San Fran.
Murray State.
All right.
Good job.
Kentucky versus
St. Pete.
Yeah, St. Peter's.
Kentucky.
Kentucky by 30.
By
Baylor versus UNC.
Baylor.
UNC.
Whoa.
Baylor.
Okay, here's why. Baylor plays horrible. Like, Baylor is not hot. We were talking about teams that weren't hot. They lost in the first round to an Oklahoma team that didn't even have a good big. UNC has decent bigs. They've gotten better throughout the year at playing against higher competition, and they match their competition usually. Also, this is one of the teams that matches up with Baylor well. Baylor has an incredible freshman class, yes, but they also are injured, and they're freshmen for a reason. They don't know anything. They're fresh in the
freshmen
game.
For a reason, because they're what? How old do you have to be to be a freshman in
19.
College? 19.
Well, it could be 17 with Jalen Duran. He's 17 years old, or 18. So, no, they're fresh to the game, and they're not. I don't think they're going to win.
Skipped a grade?
Yeah, you skipped senior year. You reclassified.
Okay, I think that Baylor is certainly the weakest one seed, but I think that they should be able to get around North Carolina.
Come on.
What?
Come on, don't be basic.
I have them losing next round. I have Baylor losing the next round to UCLA. All right,
well, this is the
Baylor
wins.
Damn
it, fuck you,
Jordan.
All right.
Watch your language.
All right, St. Mary's. Oh, sorry. Indiana versus UCLA.
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 Don't do this.
Liver King Trace. Liver
King
Miller.
No.
In my fun bracket, I have Indiana, but for real, it has to be. It would be St. Mary's, but we'll say UCLA just for this. Virginia Tech or Purdue? 3-2-1 Purdue.
They're not stopping Jaden Ivey.
It's size. That's literally the only reason. They have Jaden. Well, they have Jaden Ivey, but I think Zach Edey is going to be the one that really wins.
And they also shoot threes.
Yeah, they do that sometimes. Kentucky versus Murray State.
Kentucky. He picked Murray State then.
Murray State. Here's why. They'll be hot at this point. They're an underrated team. And I don't love Kentucky. I don't love them too much. Because they're also another... I hate blue bloods in this time of year because usually, they have all this talent, but they always lose.
Well, someone has to lose.
Well, Kentucky's... I guess we're going to have to...
67 people have to lose.
Okay. UNC... Everybody has to lose except one.
Yes.
UNC versus... UCLA?
UCLA.
Versus Baylor, sorry.
UCLA.
Baylor, UNC.
Two tournament darlings from last year.
No, I'm taking Baylor if they get against UCLA.
You're hard to follow because you don't even have, this game even existing.
Yeah, well, I have to think about the circumstances.
Wait, so who would you have if Baylor wasn't in it? Would you have Indiana in the Elite Eight?
No, Indiana's not actually... Indiana's losing to St. Mary's, if I'm being serious. But I also love Liver King Trace. St. Mary's is going to win. They're going to beat UCLA. Then St. Mary's is going to beat UNC.
Okay, we'll continue on.
All right, but in my ideas, if through the bracket that we're doing as a podcast, it's Baylor because at this point, most of the young knots will be, they'll have more experience on this level. This would be their third game in the tournament. I'm thinking this through. Baylor has a good defense, obviously, the no-middle defense that our high school literally copies, sentence for sentence.
We do?
Yeah, we run the...
I don't play defense.
Yeah, I know that. That's why... All right.
Wait, I thought we were supposed to force them to the middle.
No.
The axes are the free throw.
No. Even I know that. I don't even play defense.
All right. So, and then UCLA, I think they're a great team, but I think people are too in love with them just because Ju Zhang had one good, had a good run.
Whoa, one good, no, slow down.
He's going to have no more good runs. It's over. It's over.
I think he has a run in
him. I think UCLA's just not, I know I'm going to, they're going to go on some run and then, we're going to recall this. And then.
Yeah, this is on record, too.
Yeah.
Pull this up and play it in your face when UCLA is cutting down the Nets in New Orleans.
All right, Purdue versus Kentucky. Purdue.
Kentucky, actually. I have Kentucky.
No.
Well, that sucks. That's
yeah.
Bad.
No, you lost.
I have actually Kentucky going to the
East
National
East is the most stacked. I think East is going to have...
Is that what we're talking about right now, the East?
Yeah.
They definitely have the worst one seed, but I think they have the best of,
Yeah,
no,
everybody.
The South. I mean the Midwest.
Yeah.
Midwest, my bad. All right.
Baylor versus Purdue. I'm saying Purdue.
I would take Purdue if that game was...
Purdue, because of size. All right, now on to the South. Arizona versus
Arizona. I don't care who they're playing.
Brian.
We're not going to talk about Peter Kiss. We're saying Arizona and moving on.
Peter.
Bryant moves on.
No, Joey.
Seton Hall versus TCU. Please put that in your bracket.
I have TCU right now as well.
Seton Hall, but we'll say TCU for you guys. Either way, they're losing to Arizona. Houston versus UAB.
UAB.
Houston.
Joey.
Nobody likes that upset. I'm sorry.
Joey, they have Jelly Walker. They have Jelly Walker. Oh, he literally dropped UAB. 40. Let's go.
Dude, come on.
He flipped.
I flipped. 2-1 vote.
All right, Illinois versus Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
Joey, you're getting a little ahead of yourself.
Joey, I'm just kidding. It's not going to be Chattanooga. It's going to be Illinois.
No.
I like Chattanooga a lot because
I love them.
Their analytics, which are
their analytics aren't that crazy.
No, but they're better than Illinois. But Illinois is going to match up because when they played in their own conference tournament, Chattanooga had the size advantage. And they barely won. And it was all off Chattanooga's size.
I have a fun story about how they're going to stop Kofi. I know how they're going to stop Kofi. So, there's a guy on Chattanooga. His last name is DeSosa. I don't remember his first name. But he's a power forward.
The bitches. Running off. All
right, keep going. We're running.
So, anyways, he went to Kansas, I think, his freshman year. And then he was involved in some... I missed, like, half of this broadcast, so I was, like, barely listening to this. But he was involved in some, like, FBI case, and he had to leave Kansas. And now he's on Chattanooga. So they have a Power 5 conference big on their team who was wrapped up in some FBI conspiracy.
I know. Now, Chattanooga has all... transfers.
He's come to March Madness to stop Kofi Cockburn, and he's gonna do it.
All right, fine. We'll take Chattanooga.
No, Joey, your opinion is void.
Illinois. All right, Illinois is one on
it. We have UAB, and then we can pick them.
Oh, yeah.
We're fine.
Colorado.
Michigan.
No.
Michigan.
Colorado State.
Colorado State.
All right.
Let's go. We're not even going to discuss Michigan.
Tennessee versus Longwood.
You don't get an override. Longwood's a good analytical team, but Tennessee's really not right now. Sorry,
Tennessee. Okay, stop messing with your balls.
Continue on.
Ohio State versus Loyola. 3-2-1 Loyola. Sister Jean. Villanova versus Delaware.
Villanova. Villanova.
I'm glad. Loyola versus Villanova.
Villanova.
Loyola.
No.
I hate Villanova.
I hate you. Villanova to the Sweet 16.
Colorado State versus Tennessee.
Michigan.
Colorado. I have Colorado State. Like I said, I have them in
Tennessee.
Quite a run.
Tennessee.
I hate you.
You do what that I see, Joey. All right. UAB versus Illinois.
I have Chattanooga winning in this game, but I would take UAB against Illinois. Jelly Walker is too unstoppable.
Dude,
he dropped 40. Enough said.
All right. Arizona versus Seton Hall.
Arizona. Yeah, we're not Arizona. Talking about this one.
Arizona versus Houston.
I think you mean Arizona versus Chattanooga, but...
Arizona, what? Oh yeah.
UAB.
Arizona. UAB again. No, UAB. Arizona.
UAB. Arizona.
The Cinderella continues on.
Tennessee versus Villanova.
Tennessee, if that was what it
Nova.
Was.
You're just... Tennessee versus Arizona. 3-2-1 Tennessee.
Oh. Arizona.
Arizona, yeah. I have Arizona winning it all.
Dude, you
I actually have something to say about this one. I have Arizona winning it all, but I think that the if they were to have to play Tennessee, that would be the hardest matchup that I have them dealing with until the Final Four. So if they, I think that Tennessee is the only team in that region that could beat them. I don't think Villanova could. I think it's just Tennessee. Tennessee's the only team that has a chance.
Okay,
Tennessee won.
All right, Tennessee wins.
Kansas
versus
Kansas.
I don't care
who they're playing.
SDSU versus Creighton.
SDSU.
Iowa versus Richmond.
Iowa. Oh, we're not going to talk about the Richmond Spartans of the A-10? They're an
A-10
team.
I know. We used to love... They kind of got a little cocky, though. Am I right? Newt, A-10...
L plus ratio plus YB better.
Plus Colgate better.
Think about the A-10. I think they like got too cocky and considered themselves a Power 5. They should just
stick in that. They have two teams in the tournament.
Yeah, and Big Ten has 9.
I have a conspiracy theory.
No.
Listen. Listen. Davidson sold the conference championship on purpose to the Richmond Spiders so that they could have two teams in the March Madness. It was Jack. So they can have two teams in the A-10. Two teams in the March Madness instead of just one to make their conference look better. So Davidson,
Providence versus
Eric Musselman was involved.
Okay, Providence versus South Dakota State University.
South Dakota State. South Dakota State.
Yeah. LSU versus Iowa State.
No one cares. Colgate.
LSU. Colgate versus Wisconsin.
Wait, Joey, who do you have? Iowa State or LSU?
Iowa State.
So do I. So we have Iowa State.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because they fired their coach.
Yeah, that's
so they can't play basketball anymore.
Yeah, they fired their.
Wait, LSU's the one that fired their coach?
Yeah, they fired their coach and like their assistant coach. So they're being coached by their special teams coordinator now.
All right.
Dude. For the football. Right. Ryan Kelly's coach.
All right, we're gonna do this one by one because this is a podcast historic team. Starting off with. Alex.
No, you guys go first because I know what you guys are both gonna pick. I'd be the deciding.
No, you are gonna be. You choose Wisconsin Colgate.
Oh, so it's literally just up to me. Well,
no, it's not gonna be up to you. We're gonna all go through it.
Well, right, but he's gonna pick Colgate. And you're gonna pick Wisconsin.
Am I?
I don't know. So then my vote doesn't matter.
Just go.
We're on the Fast Break podcast.
Don't do it.
I don't have a choice, Dylan.
You're Colgate.
I don't think Colgate's gonna win. But if I had the pencil in my hand for this office, not office, what am I talking about?
This is an office. Or where do you think we're sitting?
On medicine balls in a hallway. If I had that pencil right now, I would write in Colgate as a 14 seed to upset Lonnie Lavis in Wisconsin.
All right.
And have them moving on.
You say that one more time and I'll switch my pick.
Lonnie Lavis.
No, I can't.
Your pick doesn't matter anymore because me and Joey are hopping back on the Colgate train.
All right, I'll go with mine because I know Joey's like the Colgate historic, so you better think of something good to say because mine's emotional.
You can say something about analytics and efficiency.
Wisconsin, I love them. But in every statistic, like every way you can measure a team that's about to be upset, it's Wisconsin. We're in the red zone. We're the team that's going to get surprised. And while Wisconsin's usually a pretty good team in the tournament, we're usually a Sweet 16 team, I just don't like our team this year. I really hope that Brad Davidson can prove me wrong.
Yeah, but Brad Davidson was their only offense against Michigan State in the game that they lost. That was concerning for me as someone who picked them to win this game.
I'm just really sad that at the wrong time, Johnny Davis gets injured, we lose all our momentum, we lose against Nebraska, then we lose against MSU. We're on a two-game losing streak. Colgate's obviously the better analytical team, and Colgate just won their conference championship by like a decent margin.
Against the Navy
midshipmen. So it's not even going to be close. It's going to be a 13-point game in Colgate's favor. I'm a Wisconsin fan. This hurts me to say.
Wow.
But you got to put your brains over your heart sometimes, and I have to do the viewers, the listeners, a service to, get on the right pick.
In that case, I'm going to flip my pick back to Wisconsin because if I want Colgate to advance for the sake of the bracket, but I do think Wisconsin will win.
I don't think so. Like, that's not only for this bracket. I really don't think they are.
Yes, I know. You're the biggest Colgate hater in America.
No.
No, don't hop on the bandwagon now. Even though I jumped off, I'm still going to protect it. You weren't rocking with us last year when we lost to Arkansas. Don't be rocking with us now.
I made money off you.
Not me, him. Off him.
All right, Joey.
Two words. Heart, soul. Best team in
this is
Patriot.
Much more than...
Patriot League. Also very hot. RN.
What are you doing?
Best
just
team
talk.
In the nation.
You're trying to make nation two different words.
All right, we're just going to go on. I thought you were going to do something better than that.
I was trying to make a haiku, I'm sorry.
Okay.
You're trying to make a haiku? USC, pause. He's writing poetry about...
I'm not cultured enough. I'm sorry, guys.
USC, we're going to make you write poetry in the next podcast.
Maybe Sean would... Oh, that's kind of racist.
USC versus Miami, we're going on.
USC.
USC.
I think people like to pick 10 over 7 season, 9 over 8 season just to put upsets in their bracket. I feel like
that's
a common thing that people do. I hate when people do that. I think USC is the better team.
I hate you. USC.
I have USC winning. So, Joey has my...
Auburn versus nobody. Auburn.
What? Colgate.
We're not there
Auburn.
Yet.
All right, Auburn versus USC.
Colgate.
Auburn. Iowa State versus Colgate. Colgate versus Auburn.
Colgate.
Okay.
I have Wisconsin
winning
this game,
in that
actually.
One.
I have Wisconsin going to the Elite Eight.
Kansas versus SDSU. SDSU.
Whoa.
SDSU.
Whoa.
That's what I'm saying.
Screw you, bitch. All right. We're on the next
one.
2-1
seeds getting bounced in the second round.
Yep. Yeah. Iowa versus South Dakota State University.
Iowa.
So.
Yeah. We know
South.
You want it.
Just
you want it. You want to be
Jack Rabbits. Yes.
Iowa versus SDSU.
Iowa.
You said that.
No.
No, he didn't
Kansas.
Just say that. He said Kansas. Iowa.
Oh.
Iowa. All right, Colgate versus Auburn.
Colgate.
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 Okay. Colgate versus Iowa.
Iowa. Sorry. This is
Iowa.
Wait.
Me No,
Joey, what's
on.
Your pick?
Colgate, of course.
Come on, let's
think about the analytics.
I'm thinking about that.
No, I did my analytical.
Oh,
they are
analytics.
So close.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
And in whose favor?
Jordan Bohannon's a cheater.
He's right.
Cheater.
All right,
Eric Musselman's paid off
we
their ass. Colgate. I vote for Colgate.
Colgate in the final four. Colgate versus Tennessee.
Colgate.
All right.
Joey, who you vote for? No, don't do this.
I'm just kidding, Colgate, of course.
Tennessee.
Shut up.
Shut up, I hate you.
Texas Tech versus Purdue.
Purdue. I mean, do I just get to decide now?
No,
Purdue is due to lose.
To Colgate in the national championship.
All right,
ring
book
up, baby.
It, book it right now.
All right.
For the second year in a row, we have the Fast Game Podcast saying Colgate's gonna win.
Let's go.
Yes.
They're back and better this year.
Dude,
Nelly Cummings, oh my God. All right,
we're gonna finish off by saying this. If Colgate loses first round,
not gonna happen.
Joey
well,
has
actually,
to
I think
do
that's
a
gonna
punishment.
Happen.
If Colgate loses first round, what do you have to do?
Okay, but if I win, then I get head.
Tell who?
Joey, my parents may watch
this. Oh, sorry, I'm in services though.
Alright, if Colgate loses, what are we gonna do? We have to do the milk mile run. We throw eggs at you while you have to drink a gallon of milk and run a mile.
Half a mile.
Half a mile.
Okay.
Shake on it.
Oh my gosh!
Alright, you're gonna be there.
Oh.
I'm gonna be there.
Oh, I thought you meant I have to do it. I was gonna say, no I don't think
Alright, this
win.
Is gonna be it. This was a decently sized
I don't
episode.
Even like
we'll see you later. Goodbye.